Right, let's start this one off with cricket. Proteas women captain Laura Volvart isn't blaming conditions for their 10-wicket collapse to England at the Women's Cricket World Cup. England's Lindsay Smith took 3 wickets as South Africa were bowled out for a shocking 69. Wicketkeeper batter Sinalo Jafto was the only player to reach double figures with 22. Volvart, dismissed for 5, says it was simply one of those tough days.
I don't think there were too many demons in that pitch. I think it was just one of those days where everyone went out early, and I think that happens in cricket sometimes. I think if you look at the way that they batted, the wicket was all right. It's not a wicket that we were super foreign to. I think we spent a lot of time in these conditions the last couple of months, so definitely wouldn't put it on the wicket. I think we are much, much better than 69 all out. So yeah, just one of those days.
Staying with cricket, the Hollywood Bets Dolphins ended day 2 behind 9 runs against Boerland in the CSA 4-day series. Half centuries from Boerland's Pieter Malan and Grant Roelofsen led them to 199-1 in their second innings. And then rain continued to rule the day at the Pietermaritzburg Oval as the Mutiram Tuskers reached stumps on 108-6 in their first innings in reply to Warriors 140 all out on day 2. Over to football now. Durban City coach Gavin Hunt believes his side could have wrapped up their victory in the first half of their Carling knockout clash against Polokwane City last night. Now, the side bounced back from an equaliser to seal a 4-1 victory and secure their place in round 2 of the knockouts.
I think we could have wrapped up the game, certainly in the first half. I thought the first half we really good, we played some good stuff. Just didn't have the final connection with the pass or whatever it was. All in all, a game, good performance, you know, good attacking football, good speed, good pressing.
And then Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca doesn't believe Liverpool's stuttering form makes it an easier time to face the Premier League champions. The Merseysiders have suffered back-to-back defeats ahead of their trip to Stamford Bridge.
I don't think that now it's better to play Liverpool just because they draw points in the last 2 games. It's always a tough game. For me personally, the way they are doing this season is fantastic.
Chelsea will be without a number of key players through injury, including Cole Palmer. And then ending off with golf, the South African challengers at the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship at St. Andrews in Scotland had a good day yesterday. Richard Stern shares the lead in the DP World Tour event on 12 under par alongside Scotland's Robert McIntyre. Fellow South African Louis Oosthuizen is just 1 shot behind them, while Herman Lobser is 4 shots off the lead. Right, that's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.
Thank you so much now.